Parshat Bahar begins by mentioning something which hasn't really been mentioned at all in the book of Vayikra. It begins by saying that God spoke to Moshe, which is as usual as a verse as we could possibly imagine. At that point, it departs from the usual, by Deber Hashem Moshe. Here it says, and God spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai. So the question which is raised by many of the commentaries, why particularly at this point is Sinai mentioned? If we think about it, the Jews first arrived at Sinai long ago, the previous book, all the way back in the book of Shemot, all the way back in the 19th chapter. There the Jews arrive at Mount Sinai. When Sinai is described, Rashi points out that while most of the words which were used was in the plural, and this is easier to sense in the Hebrew than the English, when it gets to Sinai, it speaks about they as one encamping by the foot of the mountain, as one nation, one heart, one people. They're completely unified. And that may be quite significant in terms of understanding why Sinai is returned to at this point. Here, we have the end of the conversation, in a sense, or the end of, if you wish, the monologue, where God has been giving instructions about this Mishkan. And if we trace it all the way back, we know how we got here. We had a revelation at Sinai. Moshe went up the mountain. The instructions that Moshe received included the building of the Mishkan. We have the completion of the Mishkan. And now as we move towards the end of Vayikra, another element emerges. And this element perhaps we didn't notice as it was coming. But this element are the agricultural laws of Judaism or of the Torah. These laws don't just tell us how and what and so on, but they create, in effect, they create what we can call social justice. The various laws of Truma and Maser, which is not the topic over here, is a way of taking from the produce and taking care of the have-nots. In this particular law, the laws of Shemitah, and later the laws of Yovel, which is the extension of Shemitah, the Jubilee, we have laws where the farmer works for 6 years, but in the seventh year they stop. Seventh year they rest. We learn with Yovel that this cycle is not just 6 and 1, but it's 7 Shemitah cycles lead us to the 49th and ultimately the 50th year, which is the Jubilee, which is the Yovel. The laws which emerge over here, on the seventh year, the farmer has to open up his produce for the poor, for others. Everyone can partake of it. It's not just for him. When we get to the laws of Yovel, there are aspects of person's land, which belonged to their ancestors, to be returned to that person. And if that person can't afford it and that person ran into trouble, the Torah speaks of responsibility, how people have to stand up for their brothers, and their brothers is not just literal, how people should stand up and take care of their brothers and make sure that people will have the land which they should have. If we sense beneath the outer level of these laws, I think it really does take us back to Sinai. These laws, while in another society, in another place, another time, we can see the laws over here as being agricultural and therefore leading towards capitalism. No one's saying capitalism is wrong, but this is a capitalism which has a socialist element to it, and the socialist element is taking care of the have-nots. Even the capitalist, even the farmer, even the person who has worked very, very hard for 6 years, he needs to be reminded every 7 years that the land doesn't belong only to him, the land belongs to God. And moreover, if somebody's been successful in business and has collected all kinds of properties, they need to understand that the different properties actually are owned by different people. And therefore, the law is, again, where applicable, those people should be redeeming those properties and bringing them back. Which means we started off by Mount Sinai, and we're told that the people are as one. Over here, we get to the agricultural laws, specifically the laws of Shemitah and Yovel. I think we can begin to sense again the idea of unity. The difference between the unity here versus Sinai, at Sinai it was a feeling, it was an emotion. People sensed that they were one. Over here, these laws are introduced and remind us at Sinai, because here are laws which don't represent merely a feeling. These are operational. This is how we live our lives. We need to know that we are one people. We need to know that when our brothers have difficulty, we need to lend out a helping hand. We need to make sure that people who can't repay loans, that they have help so they don't have things taken away from them. These are the kinds of things which are mentioned within this parsha, which means the sense of unity, the sense of oneness. And there is a possibility. Again, as we enter the land, each person is on their own. Each person sees themselves as an island. Each person only takes care of themselves. The Torah here introduces these agricultural laws to tell us that feeling that we had back at Sinai, that feeling still applies. We are really one.